I'm saying is you've got to get the word of God in you concerning your situation where you won't think anything except what this word tells you. Amen. You won't think broke. You won't think hate. You won't think can't understand. You won't think lack. You won't think being mad at Sam and Sue. You will think the word. You will think walk in love. I walk in love. And people are trying to talk you out of. You think your house is sitting on the hill and you can go get it anytime. I don't have to always put it in the future. You know, we put stuff in the future. I'm going to. Anytime you say I'm going to, your faith is not now. Faith is now. I have it. I'm walking in it. I'm confessing it. I'm believing it. And I believe I have already received it. Lord, I'm looking for the manifestation, and I'm praising you for that. I'm probably going to have to skip some. Probably going to have to skip some and just tell you what the Lord said. You'll have to go back and read this. You offer polluted bread upon mine altar. You mad with Sally, Sue, Sam, and then you come in, you dance, you praise. You may be on the praise team. You may be an usher. You may be the preacher. God says, polluted, I don't want it. The people might enjoy it. He said, I don't want it. We try to get BB to eat. The child in his lifetime has never had anything green. Hadn't had much of anything else. He said, I don't want it. I don't like it. He has never tasted it. I don't want it. And then BB come on and eat. Next thing you know, he's taking off. He's hiding behind something. You can't find him. Hallelujah. You got to take the word of God. You got to take the word of God and do what the word says. Amen. He said, wherein have you we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Would he be pleased with thee? I can't tithe. I can't give $1,000. I can't give nothing but 50 cents in Sunday school. I can't give nothing on Wednesday night because I run out of money. You go tell the finance company that. They get your stuff. Amen. Amen. I can't come to church. I got to go to sleep so I can go to work. Now I pray, now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means, will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you that will shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle a fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept the offering of your hand. From the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. And I'm going to have to stop there because of time, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord said. He said, why I sent you here. He said, I sent you here to raise you up in prosperity, in health, in joy and in peace. I brought you here so that you could, the world could see me, who I am in the natural and in the spiritual through you. Say through me. Now, when you read that, you'll find out the people didn't do what God said. So he said, I'm going to take it to the heathen. The Hebrews wouldn't do it. He said, I'm going to take it to the heathen. I'm going to take it to the Gentile. I'm going to bless them. And God is saying to you, straighten up. My words, fly right. Get the blessing. If you don't, you pass it on to somebody else. And he said this, and this is what I've been trying to dodge, but I am not condemning anybody, but he said to tell you. He said, I give you a word that I sent healing in your room. I give you a word that you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I give you a word that you can put that word in your heart and healing will go forth. He said, but some, not all, there are people who need this, but some have taken the ease easy way out. Rather than spending hours in prayer and hours in studying the word, ding, what you need? I'm a Social Security expert lawyer. My back is hurting and my legs too. He said, well, come on, I can tell you what to do. And he said, you've taken that over the prosperity that I have planned for you. Now, I'm telling you what he said. He said, to tell you, seek my face. You might already be in that. And when you didn't know any better. But it seems like it has become like a drug thing. Not everybody, but so many are getting there. And they're doing it illegally and under false pretenses. There are some that need that help until you can get on. But he said, don't settle, rise up. He said, I have much more, because I'm going to tell you what's happening. You hear the news? A government, a household, a church, or anything or anybody that keeps on spending more than they are bringing in is going to fall, go bankrupt. And that's what Joyce Myers was talking about. She said, you may get this, and you may get this, and you say it's free. She said, nothing is free. She said, those of us who are working are paying your bills. Now, like I said again, don't look at me funny. Because if you need this, you need this. But some people have just sat down and relaxed and said, I'm drawing my check. And are well able with the power of God and the word of God to get up and earn three times as much. To be a blessing to the community and to themselves and to their families.